Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle right now. I'm welcoming in a band that has an album coming out this Friday, April 5th, and it's called Speck on Corporate Records. The band is called Weep Wave. Welcome to KISW, y'all.
What's up?
Yo. So you guys are also going to be playing a couple shows. We'll talk about those in a moment. But before we get into everything, tell us what your name is and what you do in Weep Wave.
I'm Dylan Fuentes. I sing and play guitar in the band Weep Wave.
I'm Mitch Midkiff. I play bass in the band Weep Wave.
Miles Hubbard. I play drums
in the band Weep Wave.
And so you guys are playing a record release show and then also something in Tacoma. Why don't you guys give me the details real quick?
Yes, we're doing our album release show at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard on April 5th. And we'll have our new record on vinyl ready to be listened to.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm playing with the bands High Waisted and
Serpent Foot.
Or
the boys in Serpent Foot.
And then you guys are going to also be playing a show in Tacoma for a festival that's called Bleak Outlook.
Yeah.
With Serpent Foot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Our boys.
That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit about like the origin story in Marvel terms of, you know, Weep Wave. How long you guys been a band? How'd you guys meet? You know, who wants to take this one?
So what's been like 3 years with these guys? It was like right tail end of COVID when stuff's like starting to open up again. I think it was Facebook or Craigslist finding.
I think I found you guys on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Started playing, tail end of COVID, and then stuff opened up again. I think we're just like at it, like from the start of that.
So yeah, Mitch and I joined kind of about the same time.
Yeah.
Sort of a reformation of the band.
Right.
Right. I mean, Weep Wave's in a band for
like 6 years, I think. Yeah. And this is the most current form.
Nice. So I guess then the original incarnation of Weep Wave, what was the idea for the project? This was just you and
other people, yeah.
Awesome.
We just wanted to be in a band and liked all the same bands pretty much.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. And that was, that's crazy. 6 years, right? You know, so, but 4 years of that is a pandemic, so.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird. Time from COVID is just very wonky.
Yeah. You guys found it on Craigslist?
Yeah. Craigslist and Facebook, I think, was the...
Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw Dylan posted on one of the musician, local
Seattle musician groups. Yeah.
Had you guys played in bands in Seattle as well? Like other bands in Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, I think Miles and I both have been kind of just like hopping around a couple different bands. I play in High Waisted, actually, the other band who's also having our record release.
Awesome.
On the same day at Sunset.
And a twofer.
I've kind of hopped around. I've played bass in like a band called Oh My Eyes, and played guitar in a band called Cooper Valentine. Played bass in a band called Vanilla Abstract. I've just kind of hopped around a little bit.
Nice. And how about you, man?
Yeah. No, from Seattle. I've played in bands really my whole life. Played in a band called Mind Vice, early 20s. Another band called Velvet Jupiter, and then found Weep Wave, and I almost didn't reach out because I thought it was a little bit too indie. There were a couple songs that kind of sounded a little Queens of the Stone Age-y, so that's kind of what hooked me in.
Yeah, I forget you're like more of a metal guy, right? You like heavier stuff.
Right on, man. Well, so tell me about the record, Spec. You guys, I'm assuming, all worked on this together then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. So this is the first album as this unit.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, we've That's had awesome. Like some single releases with everybody on it, but this will be like the first full length, and I think this is the first time both of these guys have been on vinyl.
Yep.
Oh, that's a cool feeling, huh?
Yeah. That's what's cool. Yeah, I have like something fresh on vinyl with everybody who's still in the band on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been peddling some old vinyl for the past couple tours.
Yeah. But yeah, the new album, I'm really happy with the way it came out.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We work with Dylan Wall over at Seven Hill Studio in Capitol Hill.
Cool.
And he did a great job.
Dylan's a man.
Yeah. His studio is really cool. But I think he had a good ear for like what we were going for, I think, which is like half the battle with finding like a producer or like somebody you're going to work with on that level to kind of see the vision. And then, Jack and Dino did the mastering for
cool.
it.
Pretty cool. Yeah,
just to have somebody like that touch it, it's pretty cool. He could have said
no.
He
put his hands all over it.
He could have said no, but he did it. I feel like it's the actual music itself is pretty good.
I would hope so.
It's like
it's debatable, dude.
But I've heard what I've heard so far. I dig it. Like, it's awesome.
How would you describe it? Like
bad.
I feel like, I don't know, like, because Miles is doing a lot of, like, synth stuff on there, and then, like, we go through, like, a lot of different, it's not just, like, the same song for, like, 40 minutes, I feel like we kind of, like...
There's some weird shit in there.
We go through some weird...
kind of, like, a fun way.
It's, like,
That's awesome.
Try to take you on a little journey.
We'll experiment a little bit with it and see
We had some experimental sections, for
cool,
sure.
Cool, man. You're kind of pushing the boundaries a little bit for your band? Or just trying new stuff out.
I think it was just some of the stuff was just like came together in the studio in a certain way that like
That's
maybe
cool.
wouldn't have come together outside of the studio.
We've kind of experimented with some kind of like weird drum machine kind of synthy stuff that hasn't really been happening in some of the prior stuff. Ever since we did in one of our tours, we kind of we made a goal where we wanted to write and record like a finished song while we were on tour in the van. And that was kind of like weird synth leaning stuff with like drum machines and stuff like that. And a little bit of that, I think, carried over into the new record.
And you finished in the van?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
called Tour Song. Yeah. It's, we recorded it.
That's awesome.
We wrote and recorded a lot of it in, Roswell at a hotel.
Yeah. Wow.
Motel 6.
And then, ended up doing all the vocal takes in the van while Miles was driving and me and Dylan were in the back. Like, I had like a little Shure Beta 58 with a sock over it.
Okay.
It was like a clean sock. It was clean.
Debatable.
Arguably. or at least that's what I told Dylan before he was doing his vocal
Totally.
So that had kind of like a little bit more like weird synth drum machine elements. And I think a little bit of that carried over into the new album.
That's awesome. Well, let's go into one of the songs real quick before we get, we're talking a lot about the record. And again, you guys are going to be playing this Friday, the 5th, at the Sunset. And that's with Serpent Foot and what was the other band?
High Waisted.
And that's the 5th, of course. And the record will be available, so you can pick it up. It's called Spec, out on Corporal Rat Records. We're going to go into a song called Conscious Dust. This is a song I have played on Loud and Local. You guys want to intro this? Tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, this is the first song we wrote for the album, and it's the first song on the album.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. It's Weep Wave here on Loud and Local.
Conscious dust, this conscious melts its mind since the start.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Conscious Dust by a band called Weep Wave. They're in studio right now. They're going to be playing this Friday, man, this Friday. And the album is going to be available. We've heard some songs in the last few weeks here on Loud and Local. The album's called Spec, out on Corpo Rat Records. This Friday, they're going to be playing their record release show at Sunset. So show up, support local rock and roll, buy the record. And or you could go see him in Tacoma at, do you know the date on that one?
It's April 6th.
Though the day after. Killer.
It's the day after. Yep.
That's going down at the Overkill Lounge. And that's a part of a thing called Bleak Outlook. Shout out to Brian Skiffington putting that on. Bands like Black Ends, bands like Weep Wave and Tacos. So many killer bands going to be playing in Tacoma all weekend. So definitely do that and go see them there if you're in the South End. You could pick up one of their records there. We were talking about the album, and you were mentioning touring. So you guys, how many tours do you guys have on your belts? You guys played out quite a bit?
We try our best to get out as often as possible.
Awesome.
I think with these guys we've done, what, two or three?
We've been bigger. Two or three, I think so.
Like two West Coast, and then...
We did the East Coast thing.
The East Coast.
We had a very short run on the East Coast. But yeah, we're coming up on like a 3.5-week tour.
Awesome.
For this album. Yeah, going like all the way through the West Coast, down to San Diego, cutting over to Denver, and then like coming back through Salt Lake and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, a little big circle.
So there's a lot of musicians that listen to this show and listen to this later on in the podcast version. For someone who's just getting things going and maybe, you know, not sure how to get out of Seattle, do you guys have a booking agent? Do you guys do it yourselves? How do you guys get out there and do the thing?
I do it all myself.
Nice.
And Miles lean on Dylan to do all of it. If you're a up and coming musician, find someone who will play guitar in the band who you can lean on to.
Or just hit him up.
Yeah, or just hit Dylan up.
Hit me up.
And then you could just become a manager. Just it could be your empire.
Give me. Yeah,
exactly.
But yeah, I've been booking like shows and tours since I was like 18. Like,
wow.
Yeah, I've been in a band since I was like 14. I've always been the guy who has to like book the show for the band. And so I've been doing this since I was like 14. For advice, I would say have a nice email rather than, like have it all just right there for them.
Kind of like a form.
I have like a copy paste at this point
where
like I just, But usually I would suggest like try to get in touch with like the local bands in the area.
Sure.
And usually they'll point you in the right direction for other bands or like what venues are worth playing, and or sometimes they're just like happy enough to like put something together. And then you just like, it's cool to like to build these shows with people like over the internet, and then you go to their town thousands of miles away, and it all like works out and you all have like a good old time together. And it's hard, but I think it's worth it.
Got a few questions, and I know – I kind of figure I know the answer to this one, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Is it stressful?
The smell is me.
Is it stressful?
At this point, I feel like I know when to, like, let go.
Okay.
Or, like, move on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it can be really – it's really frustrating when, like, you can't get a response from anybody.
Okay.
That's
just
like –
tell me no.
Just tell me no, and I can move on with my life.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you don't answer, it's like, I don't know if you even like heard me, like, and so like, that's the most frustrating part is when nobody responds.
Worst show you've played on tour and most surprisingly random awesome show. Because I've heard small town shows can be really fun and out of nowhere sweet. So
we've had a couple like surprisingly awesome shows. I feel like it seems like when you're on tour, it's like there will be these shows that you have really low expectations for that end up being super cool. Slow was cool.
Yeah, San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, that was awesome. Like a Tuesday, right?
It was a Tuesday.
Yeah, there was like a weird thing where it was like we were playing a Tuesday in like this little college town, and it was like we kind of expected it because it was a Tuesday not to have many people show up, but it turned out that Tuesday night was like it was something weird. Like
it was
the
Tuesday
only
night pint night.
Yeah,
there we go.
Like, yeah, so it was like $6 pints or something like that. So it was packed out, and I think the bands we picked were magically like the local college bands that everyone loved.
Perfect.
But yeah, we had like zero expectations, but like we had like a nice day on the beach and just like walked around and like, whatever. We'll just like have the show. And then it totally packed out and it was a great time.
It's like you're in a teen comedy when you're up there, like the band, you're like, yeah, this rocks, dude. I'm in like a college movie right now.
Yeah.
That rules.
Like everyone's like, it's a Tuesday, but everyone's like, it feels like a Friday.
Partying.
Yeah.
All right. And then worst gig you played on tour.
With these guys.
Maybe the Reno show?
I was also thinking the Reno show.
Yeah, it's probably the Reno show.
Any details?
Well, I'm going to tell them. What was the name of the place?
Oh, God.
It doesn't even matter.
Thumb on the stage?
Yeah, there's a joke. We walked in and there was like a giant, like, fake it was probably the size of like a human being on this.
Just like a big
took
thumb.
Up like a third of this already tiny stage. It was just a giant, like, thumbs up hand.
Okay. Know? Like from Jackass, like the big hand that slaps you in the face?
Well, like a thumbs up.
Like a closed fist thumb.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was we were supposed to play another venue, and then it was like a couple weeks before the show, they're like, "Oh, we actually like changed owners, and like we can't do the show anymore."
Sure.
And then like I think one of the bands like, yeah. So we ended up finding another venue, and one of the bands like kind of ghosted, like never like responded if they were going to be there or not or whatever. But the other band showed up, and then we played the show, and it was like a really weird stage. It was super tall, super narrow with the, like, being taken up with the thumbs up.
It was, like, literally, like, a third of the stage. We were, like, are we able to move the thumb? They're, like, no, we can't move the thumb. We're, like, sick.
But it, like, yeah. Because it was, like, a really long bar, like, sideways, but, like, it faced not the long way. You know what I mean? So, like, you're basically playing to, like, the wall. But then we found out afterwards that it was like a Nazi biker bar.
Jesus.
And we're like, nobody told us. Like,
we're from out of town.
We're from out of town. Like, we have no,
People in town are like, oh, you played at the Nazi biker bar with the thumbs up?
We went to the record store and they're like, oh, you don't play there.
It was so weird too, because like we walked in and it was like in hindsight, it makes perfect sense. Everyone in there was just like, older, mean-looking, like
biker-looking
dudes that were all. I mean,
it was
yikes.
Yeah, so that was probably the worst one.
Maybe not there again, right? Yeah.
Now we know.
It was funny because they really seemed to not like our music either.
Sure.
Except we have one song called War Boys, where the chorus is we just chant War Boys, and it seemed like a couple of them kind of looked over.
They
and
liked
like
that one.
Yeah, all right, dude.
This guy's spitting right now.
All right, so this next tour, though, 3 weeks, you're going to go out. Where are you guys going to go again?
So we're basically shooting down the West Coast.
West Coast?
So, like, Eugene, Chico, San Francisco, Fremont, Santa Cruz, Ventura, L.A., Long Beach, San Diego, and then we're cutting over Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, Salt Lake City, Boise, Spokane.
What's a fast food place on the road you guys can all agree on?
What's a what?
Fast food place on the road that you guys
Del
can
talk about? Del Taco.
Kind of converted the whole band.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you know about Del Taco?
Of course. Yeah. There's actually one in Federal Way.
That's the only one in Washington.
Yeah. So random.
But so I grew up in Orange County, SoCal. Cool.
Yeah.
And they're like on every corner.
Yeah.
And it's the only 24-hour, like, it's one of the few 24-hour places open. And so, like, anytime we're done with a show down that way, it's like, well, we're going to Del Taco, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like the Del Taco burger?
I don't think I've ever had it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I go to there for tacos.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why would you go, you know, you don't want the taco from In-N-Out, you know?
Right.
It's like, not that they have one, but you know
what I'm saying. One time I got a gyro from Arby's, and it was one of the worst things I've ever eaten in my life.
They have that?
Would you rather eat at last resort, would you rather eat at Arby's or Skipper's?
I don't think I've ever eaten Skipper's. I remember
Skipper's is fast seafood.
Yeah, I never ate there just because the concept seems dangerous.
Is that a local one?
It's kind of a dead one, okay. But like it was a lot more alive in the 90s. Ivar's is way better.
Okay.
So it's kind of that vibe.
That okay.
Long John Silver is kind of
gotcha. Style, yeah.
So Arby's, you with Arby's?
All right, with Arby's.
I wouldn't say. I don't know if I fuck with Arby's.
Yeah.
So,
but gun to my head.
I just remember eating one and eating a gyro from Arby's and determining that was a bad decision. I think it was the last time I ate at Arby's.
Probably the best choice in life you've ever made.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, we're talking to the band Weep Wave. They're going to be playing again this coming Friday for their record release show at the Sunset. You should show up and support local music and buy the new record. It's called Spec. We're going to hear another song from it. And this is one that we haven't played on Loud and Local yet. This one's called Alternate Reality. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
It comes out on Friday.
Sure do.
Right on. It's Loud and Local.
It's happening again. It's happening.
Alternate Reality by Weep Wave here on Loud and Local. Their album is coming out this Friday on Corpo Rat Records, and you can see them live at Sunset and pick up the record, tell them you heard them on Loud and Local, and buy them a pint, or because it's going to be pint night too, right? You know, pint night on Friday at the Sunset. It's always pint night. So a couple more questions for you guys. First thing that made you fall in love with music as a kid?
Who wants to go first?
It doesn't have to be rock music. It could be any kind of music, just music in general.
I think watching Dave Grohl play the drums was a big one for me.
Awesome.
Just didn't know you could play the drums like that.
Nice.
I mean, this is totally embarrassing, but I think the first music, it's not that embarrassing, but the first music anything I really got into when I was in about fifth or sixth grade, I loved Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh man, listening to Bad Hair Day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean I hear everyone have these cool stories of the first record that they bought, and mine was it was a Weird Al record. Yeah. It was Straight Outta Linwood by Weird Al. Yeah.
Lynn, is he from here?
No, it's, I think...
Or is there another Linwood?
There's got to be...
Okay. I think it's Linwood, California.
So, it was definitely Weird Al. I loved all those goofy songs and music videos that he had. When I was a kid, we had, a DVD that was just a compilation of his music videos that I would make my parents watch at dinner, every night for...
we'd like to watch some Dateline NBC. No, it's Weird Al!
Yeah, we're going to watch Smells Like Teen Spirit by Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah. Amazing. Or Amish Paradise.
Oh, yeah. That was on the DVD compilation.
There we go. And how about you, man, Dylan?
I think for me, it's honestly probably Kurt Cobain and Nirvana.
Yeah.
Because we had K-Rock down in SoCal growing up. And that's all they played was Nirvana and Chili Peppers, all that stuff. It was probably the music video for Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm.
My stepdad had tickets, I think it's to the Halloween one, to see Queens of the Stone Age.
Nice.
But I had a show, so I couldn't go. And I should have gone to the Queens of the Stone Age show.
K-Rock. Kevin and Bean was
Kevin and Bean. That's what it was.
Exactly.
Because I think one of them was up here, and he would
He was on an island. On one of the islands. Yeah,
It was
He got exiled. Right? All right. Okay, man. So this is a Northwest Focus radio show. So you just mentioned one of the bands, but I will ask now, favorite Northwest bands of all time. And let's just start with you, Dylan. Favorite Northwest bands of all time.
For me, it's probably Modest Mouse.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Favorite album by them?
It's probably got to be Lonesome Crowded or Moon in Antarctica.
Yeah.
It's one of those two.
My friend made me dubbed me a tape, and I remember the Different City song, just standing out, oh my god, that's so awesome. Great band. Moving on, favorite Northwest band of all time.
I think Miles and I might have the same answer for this. There's a local band. They were one of the first local bands I saw. Well, no, not one of the first local bands I saw live, but I think one of the first ones whose live performance just floored me. They go now by 10 Miles Wide, but before they were called The Mothership.
Yeah.
They have a record called Bright Side of Dim that is amazing. I remember going and seeing them at, it was at Hemfest in 2014. Mm-hmm. Saw them play there, and the bassist was just it's funny because the drummer at that time.
Will Andrews.
Will.
Yeah, incredible drummer.
Amazing drummer who plays with
Walking Papers
now. Will Jaundice, the singer, and I can't remember the guitarist's name. They all kind of have this spooky, this dark vibe about them. And then I remember the bass player was this guy with a tight t-shirt and a perm, and he was just kind of goofy, and it was super funny. And he was throwing CDs out, and I remember I saw him. He threw a CD out, and me and my friend, it hit the ground, and we both kind of wrestled for it. And I saw someone come out and immediately scold him for throwing the CD out. I still have that CD, and I listen to it all the time.
So good. Great band.
That is I think
they have a new album on the way.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it coming out.
Yeah. Awesome. Shout out to them. All right. Was your answer the same, or?
Yeah. Well, 10 Miles Wide blows me away every time I see him. The other band, I think looking back, a band called Ever So Android was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I think they go by Boy Deluxe now, and they relocated to LA, but
cool.
Love that band also.
Also, currently the band Zoukraut is super cool. Yeah, cool. They have a record called. Do you remember what their new EP is called? It's
Push It. Pull it or pull it. I don't know. Maybe that's just one of the songs.
I think it's Grip It, Shake It.
Grip It, Shake It. And I'm thinking of a Bop It. Yeah. I was literally just thinking of the things that the Bop It commands you to do.
It's so good. That whole EP is amazing. It's awesome. I think currently of the local music, I think that's what I listen to more than anything.
Awesome. I just have to say, you have like the coolest job. So you did sound for King Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So you were a touring sound guy for King Diamond.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, still am. I'm going to be going.
Wow. Actually,
unfortunately, I'm not going to be on the tour with these guys.
Okay.
Because, I'm going to be going and doing South America with Merciful Fate. Yeah. So I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I've never toured South America before, so
amazing.
Really.
What other artists are you with? Just King Diamond, Merciful Fate, or is there other artists you work with?
So I've kind of like hopped around with several different artists. I've done. I did a couple tours with Boris. As
wow, that's right. We mentioned that.
Yeah,
loud.
It was I mean, they are so fun to work for, and they're also like the nicest.
Super nice, right?
And it's just so I had noticeable hearing damage after the shows, wow. Which is like. I mean, it's, you know, it's part of the thing for them. It's like just, and it's, it, they honestly, they totally like, for lack of a better term, they red-pilled me on the, that loud amp style as like a performance experience. Because it's not really, like there's these bands where you go and you see them and it's like, there's some people that love the whole thing where it's like, oh, it sounded just like the record. To me, it's like, there's something cool about bands like Boris where it's like, you literally cannot experience like stacks of guitar amps like that unless you either have those and can just play them or you go see a band like that.
Yeah.
But I've done Boris. I've done some stuff with Chelsea Wolf.
Wow.
I kind of hop around. I did a bunch of like K-pop stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Which is
cool.
That was an experience.
Yeah. But, I bet.
Yeah.
I think the loudest concert I've ever seen live was a band called, I'm sure you're familiar, My Bloody Valentine.
Sure, yeah.
They do that like jet engine sound, 15-minute, 139 decibels.
Yeah.
And wow. Earplugs were required. Yeah. Like, it was at WAMU Theater.
Oh, okay.
And it had like a thing that was like, you know, like the like no stage diving kind of signs, but it said like earplugs are required. If you choose not to, we're not responsible for any damage.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into this bridge, and they start to just start playing, and it's just feedback. And everyone's putting their earplugs in, and there's one guy who takes them out, and you could just see him go. It was just like, bro, and it was 15 minutes, and you start to just, like, feel it, and you it just, like, comes over you.
It, like, shakes your clothes on
you. At first, you're like, okay, all right, I get it. And then you just, when you just succumb to it, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Let it, you know, but you imagine being the first time that they did that because they're like known for that. The first time where you weren't expecting it with the earplugs.
Oh, just
dude, punish you, man.
I did a show with Boris in last year. We did a Europe tour and there was a show in Oslo, Norway, where it was we did two shows back to back where one was their normal set that we were touring with. And then one was a special like drone set. Where they brought in extra backline, which they already we were bringing around. It was four orange full stacks and two 810s and a JC120 full kit and a gong. And so they added onto that for the drone set. So it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 6 full stacks. It was 2, 4, 6, 8. It was 10 810s, I believe, 2 JC120s. A drum kit and a gong. And I remember they told me beforehand, they're like, our loudest show that we have ever done was like, I think they said 124 dB. And I was like, I'm a beat that, dude. So when we did the show, I was just really pushing the PA system there and I clocked them. Cause in a lot of places in Europe, there will be like a dB meter set up. And it'll tell you, you know, the, how you're hitting, like A weight, C weight in terms of like, the decibel rating, and I got it up to God. I don't remember which is which, A or C weighted. It's just the difference between whether they're measuring low end or not. I think A weight is without low end. C weight is with low end. So A weighted it was at 116 dB, and C weighted was 138.2.
Jesus.
In like it was a relatively small room, so it was just like, there's people's beers that were like shaking off the table and stuff. It was an experience.
And they're like, we paid for this.
yeah.
Amazing. So, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
Where do people follow you? If they can't come out to the show, they got family, you know, they got a, you know, night job, or they just can't make it out to a show. What's the best way to support you guys? Buy a record online? You know,
buy a record online. Follow us on YouTube or Spotify.
Mm-hmm. And then come out to the next
and
one.
Then come out to the next one, yeah.
Awesome. April 5th at the Sunset, April 6th in Tacoma for Bleak Outlook. Weep Wave, follow them on social media, stream the record, buy the records. The album's called Spec, coming out this Friday. Rebirth Mantra is the name of the song. But I gotta ask, okay, who's gonna do the cheesy radio intro? Who's down? You down? Okay.
Sure.
So, you gotta pretend to be a really cheesy, like, morning zoo radio host. I want you to introduce, you're listening to KISW. We're Weep Wave. Here's Rebirth Mantra. And just be as loud and ridiculous as possible. But we're going to film you, okay? So just one second. I got to... one, two, three.
You're listening to KISW. This is Dylan from Weep Wave. Our new song, Rebirth Mantra. Here it is.
Nice. Don't take my job. All right, it's Weep Wave on the Rock.
Coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.